moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 7 of the Gosscast. It's Ali Ryan here, the founder of Goss.ie, and in today's episode, we are chatting, myself and editor Kendra Becker, about the big hookups and big breakups of 2018. I can't believe it's getting so close to 2019 now that we're even talking about roundups of 2018. But this week, we broke a big story about Niall Horan and Hailey Steinfeld breaking up. So we're going through to some of the big breakups, some hookups as well, and our predictions for 2019. So as always, the Gosscast is sponsored by dresses.ie. They have some amazing stuff up there just as we get to like the last week of Christmas. So get your orders in now if you want things for Christmas week or for New Year's as well. We're getting so close to New Year's Eve too. There's some gorgeous sparkly gold dresses that I've spotted that I love. I love the Emma Kehoe collection actually. There's really gorgeous stuff in there. So yeah, if you're listening to us today, do log on to dresses.ie and see if you can get yourself something nice. Welcome to episode 7 of the Gosscast. It's myself, Ali Ryan, and our editor, Kendra Becker.
Hello.
Kendra's slightly sick today.
I am horribly sick, so excuse my voice.
You actually don't sound that bad now that we're recording.
Okay, thank God.
You sound okay. She's a huge jug of water in front of her.
I sound like even more of a man now.
So, I think everyone probably listening, there's probably at least 50% of people that are sick right now. So they're all feeling you. I'm just over the Christmas sickness. Mine is gone. It's at least you're getting it now and not on actual Christmas.
That is true. That is true.
There's a positive for everything. So you may have seen, avid Goss.ie readers, that this week we broke a story that Niall Horan and Hailey Steinfeld are no longer. They are donezo. And the reason we found out is because Niall has been spotted on Raya, which is basically Tinder for celebs. So it's like trying to get into Scientology, trying to get into Raya. It's not easy. You have to be recommended. There's several steps to get in.
You have to have loads of followers, don't you?
There's something that's about like followers and being verified, but also on top of that, you need to have two people recommend you to get into it.
It's like a secret society type
thing. It's literally like Scientology. It's crazy. So yeah, like it's been talked about a lot kind of in the last year or two, and actually a lot of schlebs that I have met in LA have told me that they're on it as well. But like you can be on it in Ireland and like match with people in LA.
So it doesn't matter about the location and stuff.
No.
Okay.
So I know people that have like been trying, literally have joined to try and find Calvin Harris and things like that because apparently he's on it. And we heard the other day as well that apparently Pete Davidson is on it too.
Yeah. So that doesn't surprise me at all though.
Does it not?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. So apparently Niall Horan's on it anyway, and that's kind of how people figured out he was single. And then he's been kind of acting single as well, apparently, over in London. And the New York Post and the Mail Online picked up our story, which was fab. So it's kind of gone everywhere. So this episode, because we're coming towards the end of 2018 now, which is terrifying, we kind of just wanted to talk about all the hookups, all the breakups, all the big ones of 2018, and kind of what we're predicting for 2019. So I guess we'll start off with Niall and Hailey, because this kind of was their year of their romance. There had been rumors before, though, hadn't there, that they had been together?
I think they were first linked like in December of last year, and that's kind of when it started.
Okay.
Remember, he posted that birthday tribute to her, and everyone was like, oh.
It was so random. It was like, love ya, Hales.
Love ya, Hales.
Like, that was like, is that the moment he told her he loved her? like, it was so serious. But if that came out in December, they must have been dating before that for a while.
Yeah, I think so. I think in the post, though, he had said that she was like a friend, or like he called her like one of his best friends or something, which is...
Niall's always actually been very private about his relationships, though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's never actually come out and said that he's dating anybody.
I think this was kind of his, even though they never really confirmed it, but this was kind of his first public romance with like another celeb and stuff. They were pictured.
They're pictured together, kissing and stuff. Who was he linked to before? Wasn't there rumors of him and Demi Lovato, but also him and Selena Gomez at some point?
Yeah.
When Selena and Justin, who we'll talk about in a little bit, but when Selena and Justin were having their on and off period, wasn't there a photo of her with Niall in London or something?
Yeah.
And fans were like, oh my God, they're definitely seeing each other now.
I think they definitely were. And remember, she was at the X Factor final or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Backstage. And people were like, hey.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Who would have known then at that time that Harry Styles would have been the main guy to get all the women after that?
Yeah.
Because apparently Niall is like a bit of a woman's man. Like, as in, you know, he's well able to handle himself and flirt and everything. And apparently he gets...
It's the Irish man in him, you know.
It's the Irish in him. But yeah, apparently in America, like, people have a huge soft spot for him. Like, he's a catch, some would say. So yeah, he'd been linked to a couple people. And then wasn't there a Victoria's Secret model somewhere? There's always a Victoria's Secret model somewhere along the way, like, with these guys.
Is it Barbara Palvin? I think it was her.
Maybe. Oh my God, she's stunning.
She's stunning. Oh my God.
And then there was an Australian girl as well. Like, I feel like with Niall, there's rumors every couple of months about who he's dating, and they're always absolutely stunning. Hailee Steinfeld, though, seemed to be more than just a rumor or a fling. Like, it seems like they were genuinely, like, absolutely mad about each other, properly seeing each other. They've been pictured numerous times together in LA and in London, haven't they? In both.
Yeah.
So that seems like the real deal. So what do we think went wrong? I bet you, you know, something's going to come out and they'll be like, it was their scheduling. All these celebrities are like, the scheduling. It's like, the scheduling was difficult when you first met.
No, like, it's funny because after we broke the story, people did something and they basically said it was the schedules.
Oh, People Magazine did it, did they? Yeah. Oh, wow. Bet you they didn't credit us, did they? Did they not? I didn't even know they had that up. Wow. So that's like the time that we published the photos of Orlando Bloom getting very close to a Katy Perry lookalike, which was the headline. And Orlando and Katy's reps, they both like refused to speak to me basically and give me a comment. And then they just went straight to People Magazine and they were like, we've split. And it was like a world exclusive for people. I was like, right. Wow. But thank you to the New York Post and to the Mail Online for doing that. So yeah. This is what annoys me though about celeb breakups, is when they say it's scheduling or it's touring. Like, when you meet them, those problems are there. So it's just a way for them to not tell you what really happened. They're not going to be like, Hailey would like to reveal that she hates Niall and she's done. It's always going to be like, we're going to remain close friends and scheduling's been really difficult. I would love a statement to come out that's like actually
really honest. Yeah.
Being like, do you know what?
The bastard cheated on me.
He cheated on me. He slept around. He's been doing drugs every day. I'm done. Like, even we think of like Chloe and Lamar and all that. She was like, you know, this is the best. No.
Meanwhile, he was like actually
in a whorehouse, nearly dying a death. Oh, and she's like, you know, we've just mutually. No, you haven't. I would love to see. He was. He was.
He actually was.
But I would love someday for like a celebrity to come out and be like, you know what? She's actually a bitch. She's been wrecking my head. We haven't had sex in ages. It's just not working. Like, imagine seeing that in like an official statement from the rep being like, please see attached. And it's like Brad Pitt being like sick to death. Or, oh my God, I'd love that. Because every single statement is like, we're going to co-parent now and we just are better off friends. Like, there's so many people in normal life, not in Hollywood, that can't do that. They can't remain friends.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the hookups we want to talk about, which we can nicely move into now, is Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson. Because I was going to say, Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow are probably one of the only couples in the world that have handled their breakup so well. So, like, as in, she brings him over for dinner all the time with her now new husband. And Dakota is there.
What did they call it at the time? Conscious uncoupling.
Oh, she'll never live that down. Never live that down. A
but
conscious.
Like, fair play.
Does that mean subconsciously they're still married? Like, I mean, it's only conscious that they're uncoupled.
Well, she's like, actually remarried now.
She's remarried now. But they are literally one of the couples that genuinely seem like there was rumors at the time, which obviously didn't happen in the end. But there had been rumors that Chris Martin was going to walk her down the aisle to marry Brad.
Oh my God. I was surprised it didn't happen, to be honest.
Didn't happen. I don't think he went in the end, did he, Chris?
I don't think so.
But he had been at her engagement party.
Maybe he was there lurking in the shadows.
Maybe he officiated the wedding. Maybe he sang a song as they walked up the aisle. But no, I remember there he was at like the engagement party and everything. He was everywhere. But then like loads of publications in America, when they did the wedding photos, they were like, where's Chris? Gwen? As in like, you're supposed to be mates. So I don't think he did go in the end. But they genuinely have stayed friends. And I think it is genuinely for the kids. And, you know, Gwen is very centered, very calm. Chris seems to be too. So I feel like with them, they genuinely just couldn't make it work. And they do actually probably still love each other as friends.
Yeah.
So that's one couple that I'm like, okay. So yeah, Gwen this year got married. Mm-hmm. And what does he do, that guy? He's just like this random millionaire.
I actually
don't know what he does. All I know is that he's really, really rich.
Yeah.
So that's who she married this year. Chris Martin has been linked to loads of people since they split up. Mm-hmm. My favourite so far was Jennifer Lawrence. And I'm so sad that didn't work out.
I know.
I feel like that would have been such a good relationship.
Yeah.
And I think at the time when they broke up, there was rumours that the breakup with Gwen had like something to do with that, because I think that was the first person he dated properly after Gwen, and their whole conscious friend coupling situation they have going on. I think that would be very intense for anybody to have to be a part of that. So yeah, he was with Jennifer Lawrence, then he was with a model, shock horror, I think she was a Victoria's Secret one, and now he seems to be like loved up with Dakota Johnson. They've been spotted around quite a number of places now, haven't they?
They had like a birthday party at her house recently.
At her house?
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh my God, who was there?
I think they've been together for like a year now.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah. I think it only got public when they were like spotted at a gig together or something. He seems to go to like attend loads of concerts. That's how he always gets caught at like who he's dating, because he brings them along. But she has gone like really quiet and really like private since 50 Shades of Grey, hasn't she?
I think they're such a random couple.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I really like them now that like they've been together for a few months. I'm like, yeah. But at the start, I was like, sorry.
Random.
Like, remember when it first came out, we were like, what?
And 50 Shades Freed had just come out. She was doing all the red carpets and stuff. Yeah, but for him, that was probably a bit of a like, you know, fantasy. He probably watched 50 Shades and then he met her like, and was like, oh my God, Anastasia. And then, like, I would get with Chris Martin. Like, he's just so cool.
Yeah.
Like, he's so cool.
Such a good performer.
Such a good performer. Obsessed. Although I'll never live down the fact that I miss that Croke Park.
I know. Oh, my God.
It's literally, like, obsesses me every time. But his music is so amazing. Like, he is, like, a catch. He's definitely, like, one. So, yeah, they're one of the big couples. And they're a couple I would possibly say I'd put in the category for 2019 a possible engagement. I just feel
I feel that as well.
Gwen just got married. Dakota is, I think, ready to settle down. She's met the kids, she spent time with the family, all that kind of stuff. I feel like this could be the one, you know?
Sorry, remember only a while ago people thought that Dakota was pregnant. It was actually at that birthday party.
Her own birthday?
Yeah, they'd released loads of balloons into the sky and I think they were like blue and pink.
Congrats.
And people thought it was like a gender reveal thing. Yeah.
Does she look pregnant? Have we photos?
No, no. No, like she came out and was like, I'm not pregnant. She
oh,
was
really?
Like, it was just like a birthday party.
Oh my God. And she didn't like, want to be gender specific about her own gender probably. Oh my God, how cute would it be? You know, although I still don't like the name Apple Martin. I can't believe that's their daughter's name.
Yeah, that's fine.
Apple and Moses.
Like, come on.
No, thank you. So yeah, well, that's one of my predictions for 2019 though, Dakota and Chris.
Yeah.
But another couple that got it on, and got it on fast this year, was Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, a.k.a. Hailey
Bieber. Well, they reignited a flame.
They reignited a flame, yes. But this was also the year that he reignited with Selena. So, like, what?
This was, like, the most dramatic few months ever. And I really, I thoroughly enjoyed watching it.
Did you? Oh, yeah, no, I felt so bad for Selena. Because we think about it, right? So 2017, if we backtrack, Selena had dumped Justin, wrote loads of songs about him, seemed to be going through this whole therapeutic, you know, I'm done, he was so difficult, it was so hard, then got with The Weeknd. They were like the cutest couple.
Yeah,
I loved them
so
as a couple. Abel, as she called him. We call him The Weeknd. They seemed really loved up, they were together all the time, everyone was like yes, and they went to the Met Ball together, we were like yes, and then literally the news broke that they broke up and it was like, oh my God, what the hell, what happened? And I think literally days later, these photos emerged of her like on the back of a bike with Justin Bieber. And the whole world
was like, no.
Like, girl, it's like that Dua Lipa song, you know, don't go back to him. Like, what are you doing? Everyone was in such shock.
One to pick up the phone.
Yeah, if you could just sing the whole song, they're kind of like, and we'll go through each point by point. Although Julia got back with her ex, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
To be fair. But yeah, so the motorbike thing was like, OMG. Then they were spotted in a burrito shop or something in LA. Excuse me. And then, sorry, she dyed her hair bright blonde. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I literally was like, is she going through a midlife crisis?
Mental breakdown.
From like motorbikes to burrito bars to blonde hair. I was like, right, this is so weird.
And then, in the middle of all of this, they were like skipping along to the Hillsong Church.
Oh yeah, they were going to church. And what we're laughing about, this is probably really serious. Yeah, so obviously one of the big rumors around the time of Justin, Selena and everything was that he was getting involved in a church. There was even rumors that like he was becoming the head priest in the church, remember? And that everyone was like following Justin. Now, to be fair, I think we all know Justin is not in a state of mind to be followed, but that was kind of the rumors at the time. And he actually came out, his rep came out and denied that he was becoming like a priest, which is so weird. But anyway, yeah, they were spotted at that church together. But nothing, they had just been seen cozy. Nothing had actually been confirmed. And then photos came out of Selena in Canada at a hockey game, a local hockey game that so Justin was playing at. And then he came over to her at like halftime and took off his helmet and kissed her. And everyone was like, oh damn. Like, that's confirmation. And I remember the weekend then unfollowed like everyone in Selena's life and followed Selena. Did he tweet about something? No, he just released his whole album dedicated to the heartbreak she caused.
Yeah, it was about her.
That album must have been made in like 3 days because it came out like a week later. Brilliant album. And there was a song on it, 100% about Selena. That was, what were the lyrics on it again?
Was it Call Out My Name?
Oh my God, so sad.
Yeah, and he was like,
come back. He literally, it's like Rose and Jack and Titanic, even though she shoved him off the door. But yeah, he's literally saying, call out my name, call me back. Why didn't you give us another chance? Basically, they're not the words, obviously, but that's what he was trying to say. And it made it sound like she literally broke up with him out of nowhere and just went straight back to Justin.
So she, like, in fairness to her now, she had a really hard year. Remember, she had that kidney transplant and, like, because of her lupus and everything. Mm-hmm. So the poor girl, like, I'd say her head is
but, like,
all over
the weekend was there for her. For that, and in his song he talks about how he like cancelled his gigs and he was by her side, and that he said he almost gave a piece of him, so he nearly gave her his kidney. Is like serious. That wasn't a bit of fun. Like, he was 100% in love with her, so I think he found that really hard. And I thought it was a bit like hypocrite, obviously it's not her fault, but like to be so heartbroken by Justin and then to inflict a similar pain onto Abel, you know, just wasn't.
I guess we don't know what happened though. Maybe he did something horrible to her. We don't know.
I mean, all the insiders were saying that she just was still in love with Justin. Because remember, anytime she would get with someone new, Justin used to always put up photos of them being like throwback. And it'd be a photo of him like wrapped around her in a pool and stuff. And everyone'd be like, oh my God. And then I remember when he got with, was it Sophia Richie he was dating? And he got really angry on an Instagram post. And I remember seeing a comment on it being like, well, if you stopped showing your new girlfriend around, maybe your fans would like you better. And I remember being like, oh my God, what are you doing, Selena? What are you doing? So the two of them have clearly got this toxic, obsessive.
Yeah. I think they were kind of like both each other's first love. And you know the way, like, it's kind of.
They were like 14 or 15 or something when they first got together. So yeah, they were back together. I think everyone was like, this is going to end in tragedy. Like, it just will. But then they were together all the time. She fell out with her mother very famously around the time.
I forgot about that. That was awful.
And that's always such a bad sign, I think, you know, when a girl falls
out
with their mom
and stuff. Yeah.
Or a guy falls out with their parents. For example, Harry falling out with his brother or the Queen over a relationship. I think it's always a bad sign. Something's obviously happened that people can't forgive and they don't
remember. There was reports that like she was hospitalized and everything. Her mom,
Selena's mom. Yeah. And did Selena actually unfollow her mother or something? There was an unfollow, or was it Justin
unfollowed
her? There was
something like that. Yeah.
Something happened at the time. There was lots of unfollows, and then I'm pretty sure there was a quote given either from the mom or Selena, saying basically like, you know, no, I think it was the mother. She did an interview and she was like, you know, Justin, like, not really exactly what we were hoping for, but you know, I love her still. Blah blah. So that was kind of towards right before they broke up, I remember. So that had happened, never good. Same with Mel B when she fell out with her family. Just normally when there's a situation where you fall out with your family, there's something bad going on. And there was lots of insider quotes at the time in American publications saying that a lot of people had blamed Justin for Selena entering rehab that time. So she'd been to rehab for, I think she said it was for stress.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of an odd reason to go to rehab. But anyway. But they were basically blaming him for her problems, which, you know, you can't really do that either. But I think when they got back together, then everyone was like freaking out, like, oh my God, she's going to have another breakdown. Something bad's going to happen. So yeah, they were like skipping along. Seems like things were going great, except for the parents. And then, boom, broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally out of nowhere. Selena went off, like, wasn't on Instagram for ages, I'm pretty sure.
I remember at the time, there was no report saying that they had actually broken up. It was saying that they were taking some time apart and stuff.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Justin was hanging out with Hailey Baldwin.
Yeah, like, so it happened in like a matter of days.
Yeah.
It was literally like, so quick. They're not hanging out right now. They're like on a break. And then it was like, Justin and Hailey. And it was like, no. Mm-hmm. So they had been together before, but like a long time ago, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what, when do you know?
I'm pretty sure it was definitely after Selena anyway.
The very first Selena.
Yeah.
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 So when's that? Like 2015 maybe? They're very young. So. I remember in those photos of them together from ages ago. Yes, they'd been together. And it's so funny when Justin and Hailey first got together. They brought up loads of old tweets. Did you ever see these? Loads of publications.
Oh, yeah.
They brought up loads
yeah.
of old tweets from Hailey being like, oh my God, Selena and Justin are relationship goals. Like, she's so young. Mm. She was like obsessed with them. She was at like a US Weekly party and she was holding a magazine cover being posing with. And it was a magazine of like Justin and Selena together.
Oh my God.
And
no.
She was like, couple goals. And she was like asking her followers their fave couples were. And she was like, mine are Selena and Justin. Very weird. Like, she literally was like, oh my God, they're so cute. So then they kind of started dating again and we were all like, oh, here we go.
Here
but
we
I think
go.
We all thought, you know, he's going to get back at Selena again. It's yeah. always on and off with them.
I totally thought that would be
it's
the case.
It's grand. And then I don't even know if it was months or if it was weeks.
It was, I think it was in July or something.
The engagement.
Yeah. And it was in the Bahamas or something.
Yeah. So but how long had they been together by then? It wasn't that long. Like 3 months
like,
maybe.
I don't think even 3 months. I think like
a couple
two.
Of weeks. Yes, yeah, so they're together a couple of weeks. Justin grew his hair out. Wow. And was spotted in church
crazy.
All the time. Keeps being spotted and popped, bawling his eyes out.
Yeah.
Still now, which is very weird. And then Haley's crying with him. But yeah, then they went on holidays to Barbados. And reports started coming in that like when Justin was in Barbados, he was in a restaurant and he asked everybody to put their phone away because something special was about to happen. And that they turned all the music off and then he got down on one knee and we were all like, no.
Mm.
And no pictures or anything had come out yet, but obviously he had asked everyone to turn their phones off. Then about an hour later, there was these videos of the two of them dancing together and he was kissing her. He still couldn't see a ring or anything, so it was like, what's happening? And then some fan over there posted a photo and you could see
a ring.
This huge rock the size of my face on her finger.
Literally.
And it was like, oh my God. And they were really quick to like confirm it and everything. He obviously wanted the world to know.
Yeah.
And he put up this really weird like Instagram post being like, dear Hailey Baldwin.
Yeah. You are the love of my life.
I will spend my life with you and God. And I was like, oh God, right. He acted like he was 40, you know, like I've spent all my life and you're the one. Like you don't know, mate. You actually don't know when you're that young.
I'd say that actually killed Selena.
Oh, like,
can you imagine?
Imagine breaking up relationship with The Weeknd, going up and down, falling out with your mother, who's like your best friend, because they've always been really close.
Yeah.
Facing the whole world, dyeing your hair. I mean, that was the real tragedy. She dyed it back. But then only to like get the news that he's back. Not even just engaged to someone. Engaged to his ex.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, that's actually awful. So much worse. You know when you're with someone and they have a gorge ex. Imagine they're like a supermodel and you know her and you hang out with her friends. You would be a bit like, oh my God, I wonder. And he's like, no, babe. Like, that's over. And now like 2 months later, actually, we're getting
married. You're like, wow.
Okay. And I remember, obviously, everyone was searching for where she was. Yes, it was July, because it was July 4th weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was photos of Selena on a boat out in New York on a yacht, like kind of just enjoying life.
Yeah.
She didn't put up any photos herself, but, you know, one of her best friends did. I'm sure she was like, guys, tag me in this. It looks like I'm having the time of my life. And then everyone was like, oh, I think Selena might be all right. Obviously not. Because when did she go back into rehab?
Oh God, when was that? It actually, I think it was like September or October.
Yeah. She's out though, is she?
I don't know.
We haven't had a report.
But the report said that she had a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Which is not great.
No.
But like apparently they said it was over, I think, her lupus. She had checked, she had blood tests or something. And her blood levels, whatever they were really bad. And I think she just kind of freaked out. That was probably the straw that broke the camel's back type
Likely
thing.
Likely story though.
Yeah.
Likely story that it was her. I don't know. It's her second time going into rehab. Like there's obviously problems there. I actually met her in 2014, right after she had just come out of rehab for the first time. So she went like a long time ago the first time.
Yeah.
And I remember I actually met her with Demi Lovato. Ironically, they both ended up in rehab. But I remember she was seemed so fragile to me. Like, she comes across really confident and everything on social media. But I remember she had this huge, like, entourage with her, huge team. And she was very, like, quiet and fragile. And she looked like if you touched her, she would, like, break.
No.
Like, yeah, I know. And that was the first time she had gone in. So, yeah, she went back in. And then literally the next day, there was photos of Justin and Hayley crying again.
Oh my God, yeah.
Just like bawling.
And people thought that he was crying because
she probably was.
Gone into rehab. Like
he probably does still care for her. Like,
I'm sure he feels bad. Like, it's like obviously because
to do with him. Yeah.
To do with him. Yeah.
Yeah. We can't blame obviously somebody, but like, but yeah, the amount of times he's been filmed crying. And then didn't he talk about it? Someone asked him, he was like doing a run on in Runyon Canyon. TMZ paparazzi were there and they're like, why are you crying, Justin?
Sorry, TMZ paparazzi up in Runyon Canyon.
Because you see, Justin goes through, I don't know how, we need to do Runyon.
Yeah, we do.
And then he's always there and sometimes he goes without his security. He just goes for like jogs. And the TMZ security stand on either entrance all the time of Runyon to see he's there because people, Katy Perry has a house right by there as well. So people are always there and he always just chats them. He's like, guys, hey. And then I remember one time they were like, they were like, why are you crying today?
Justin, are you okay?
And I remember he was like, oh, I had just read this book. Do you remember he like blamed it all on this book he had read about okay. God and that's he was emotional about it. And I was like, all right, okay. Anyway, he's cried a good few times now. Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, so Selena's gone away. I haven't heard from her since. But Justin and Hayley are still together. So,
and they're married now.
They're now married. So they got engaged in July. They got married. Technically it was September, wasn't it? Yeah. They didn't really admit it though.
They've admitted it now.
Yeah, no, but they have. But for the whole time, month, they were like,
yeah, at the time they were like, no.
And didn't Alec Baldwin or else her dad, what's her
dad's
name?
It was Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Alec was literally like, the kids just ran off and got married.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, excuse me?
Everyone's like, Alec, shh.
He was like, what? But it was literally like, sorry, what?
Yeah.
And then didn't they go to the dad, Stephen? And they were like, did your daughter come around? And he was like, well, if you did, I didn't know about it. Like, they clearly eloped. Like, clearly. Yeah. And then there was, like, a marriage license. It was very complicated. There was, like, a marriage license.
They actually got married when they went to go. I think they went to go and pick up their marriage license in New York. And then we're just like, here, we just do it. And then they just did it, like.
But did they technically, they were meant to have had a huge celebration in Canada as well. But, like, nothing ever came out about that.
I think that's yet to happen.
Wow.
I think they're planning on doing that.
I bet
in
you
New
they've
year,
done it, and it's just on the QT. Yeah, probably. Like, there ain't no TMZ paps in Canada, I'll tell you. Maybe there is. But yeah, so I remember the report came out, and she actually denied it. She went on Twitter and was like,
and then
guys,
she deleted it, though.
I'm not married. Then deleted it, and then changed the name to Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
So, honey, like, you are married.
You are married.
Like, you got married.
Don't be lying.
I felt sorry for Prada Thing at the time because they had just done a massive campaign with Hailey Baldwin. It was called, like, the Hailey Baldwin Collection. Ads all over Times Square, everything, then change name to Bieber the next day. I'd say they were like, we've literally spent millions on branding.
And you could have told us.
Yeah, all of the ads that were shot, all the branding, a Hailey Baldwin collection. And then literally the next morning, she was like, change.
Like, it's Bieber now.
It is kind of a cute name though, Hailey Bieber, isn't it?
But did you see on her middle name is Road.
Yeah, and so it was Hailey, like,
Hailey Road Bieber.
She didn't have that road up before. It's or HODE, by the way, you sick people listening in. Yeah, did she change it to Road Bieber, though, I think? It wasn't Road.
I don't know.
Was it? But it's like the road, like Rhode Island. Yeah. It's like as if that's the thing. But yeah, she's gotten a lot more work. I mean, that I don't think that Pretty Little Thing collection would have happened if she hadn't married Justin Bieber. Like, she was one of the most famous people of the year because of it. And she put up a real soppy status too, all about him and God as well. Not that I'm saying talking about God is soppy, but like the whole thing is just a bit weird. Mm. Very intense.
They're both like very religious. Both part of that Hillsong church thing.
Yeah.
Kourtney Kardashian's also a member of it as well.
We should pop in there in February.
Yeah,
I've been to places like that in LA that loads of celebs go to. There's a thing over there called Agape, that's basically like a church, and it's like someone who like preaches to you about the whole thing. And I went, and apparently like the Kardashians have been there. We went to one like near the hills, The hidden nails. And I remember I went with my friend and he was like, yeah, you just have to wear this thing to show that you're like new to the church or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. So I was there and I had to wear it. It was like a little flower brooch or whatever. And I went in and it's not like a church. It's hard to explain. It feels like a church, but it's not. There's like a choir singing and everything. Then like the preacher guy stood up and he was like, okay, for anyone wearing the whatever flower badge, whatever, just stand up there. And I was like, all right, cool. Stood up. Did I ever tell you the story?
No.
Oh my God.
So I stood,
I did not tell you this. Okay. This is after like singing hymns and like, you know, being all about meditation and like wellness and stuff. So I stood up and there was literally only so little of us. And I'd say there was maybe, I can't remember if I haven't told you this, there was basically like 200 people there, I'd say, right? Maybe about 20 of us stood up. And then he asked everyone to come and hug us. I can't believe I didn't tell you the story. Everyone had to like come and welcome me in.
No.
And like the amount of strangers that came upon me and just like hugged me and shook my hand. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
I was literally like, oh my God, why did I stand up? Why did I stand up? I am not the type of person that can deal well with those situations at all.
Did like literally everyone in the church have to hug you?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Then they started singing and I was like, oh my God, I can't sit down. Like everyone's going to come over. So that was very intense. The rest of it was actually good, and they do like guided meditations. It can go on for hours, like, and stuff like that. But yeah. But then it's all live on Facebook. So someone somewhere in the world saw me being trampled on by hugs, and like there was a few odd people there who were like, "Let me hug you again." And I was like, "Oh my God, no, it's grand." But it was interesting. And then when the preacher came out, he was very interesting, and I understand why people get really into it. Like it's such an intense industry over there, and it is very much like, it is kind of like going to mass, I suppose, but it's like all about positivity. And then they get everyone has to get up and dance,
yeah,
and sing. And
did you have a little boogie?
I did, but like this literally goes on for a couple of hours, so it's on like, I think it's on a Sunday, like a mass would be, but like there's always so many people there. But I do get why celebrities probably go there, because it is like the ones that they go to, like the Hillsong stuff, is so private.
But it's almost kind of like a concert as well.
Yeah, like there's proper, friends of mine have like performed at it and everything. It is a really cool experience. I wasn't all about the hugs,
to be honest.
So if I was to go again, I would not say I'm a new member.
You're like in LA 2 seconds.
I know, yeah. that was a bit intense. But I'd definitely go again. Like I enjoyed it, and the whole meditation thing. So all those kind of church things over there are really big. So
we definitely need to go to Hillsong.
Hillsong. They'll probably be like, we need to see your ID.
Yeah.
What do you work as? I'm like, not a journalist.
I actually really want to go. There's that big Scientology church, like, no, right,
we'd,
on.
We'd never come back out.
I know.
We've driven past it so many times. Yeah. Like, I'd be scared we'd walk in and then they'd be like, no.
Like,
no,
gone,
no
forever.
One from Ali Ryan ever came in here. And we'd be like, because they literally follow you around and stuff.
Well, lads, if we go missing next
Scientology,
March.
Scientology, Hollywood
or
Boulevard.
Next February. You know
February
where we are.
Yeah. Stuck in LA somewhere. So, yeah, just, right, let's move on from the churches. But yeah, sorry, well, I suppose before we move on, do you think Hayley and Justin are gonna last?
No
same.
I don't think so.
Same. Who are we just
talking
about
too
recently?
Quick. I just don't think it. No, I just don't think,
yeah,
it will.
I feel like when you put any couple, even in normal life, not celebrities, when I see couples who put up these statuses being like, oh my God, yeah, I'm like so in love with you, I'm like, there's something seriously wrong in your
relationship. Yeah,
if you really feel the need to be like over the top, like Jenna and Channing Tatum, who we're going to talk about now, they were always so OTT on Instagram. They were like one of the couple goals, kind of like Una and Ben that we talked about before. They seemed like perfect. They're both dancers. They met on set of Step Up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were so cute. It was like, they were both really gas. It was like, aw. And then they broke up and you're like, excuse me? Is love real?
No, that really shocked me.
I remember when Chris Pratt and Anna Faris broke up, which was last year though, wasn't
it? Yeah,
that was
shook,
a shock.
Shook.
But the Jenna and Channing one, I think everyone just like did not want to believe that was true.
Yeah.
I was so sad. And they've both moved on so,
so fast,
quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look at these celebs, right? They've got married and divorced. They've seen two different people in the same space time that I've been single. Right?
So, like, they're celebrities though. They could literally get with anyone. You know?
I'm just so shocked. Like, obviously Channing Tatum was going to get whipped right up, but I'm actually shocked with who he ended up with. Jessie J.
No, that is the most random pairing I've ever heard of in my
life. Except for the fact that she is literally an identical twin to Jenna.
Yeah,
I don't
they do
understand.
Look very alike.
No, they look the exact same kind of thing. No, Dyer, I don't think they look the exact same. Slightly different shade, and it's Jenna. And they're both singers, dancers. Like, weird. It's weird.
I'm not into Channing and Jessie. I don't get it. I don't ship it. You know?
I've never particularly warmed to Jessie. Just I've never really liked her. She also, I thought, was bisexual or a lesbian. I don't know. I could be wrong. I thought she had come out and said that she was bi. So I thought she had been dating women. That's what I thought. So there actually hasn't been any reports out of her dating a guy, has there ever? I've never heard anything. This is the first one, and what a one to have happened.
See, she had kind of disappeared for a while, and then she was randomly on this like Chinese singing competition.
Oh my god, dubbed the Chinese X Factor, and she won it. How can a world best international selling artist go on a reality
singing competition? It was really, really weird. Yeah, that was very strange.
So yeah, they got together, and not only did they get together, which was weird enough, they've been like getting kind of soppy on Instagram too. Like they've been properly showing that they're together. And then, right, I don't know why they even responded to this. Like, I find this so weird. But loads of fans were saying it's weird how Jenna and Jessie J look so similar. Just like commentary. They weren't slagging them. And Jessie was like, hi, like, I need to react to this. Yeah. And I was literally like, no, you don't.
She wrote like a long essay.
Statement. Yeah. Literally being like, you shouldn't compare women. It's like, no, we're not saying one's better or one's worse. You look the same. Like, sorry, but you do. Now, maybe some fans were like, oh my God, she's no Jenna Dewan. You know what I mean? I don't know. I didn't look into it. But they haven't even confirmed they're dating technically. To come out with a statement being like, guys, it's not right, blah, blah. And then Jenna was like, sing it, sister, and like retweeted it. And I was like, what is going on?
So weird.
I am sorry. Like, no matter how well something ended with me, if my ex started seeing a like pop star who looked identical to me, I don't think I'd be like, sing it, sister. Go you. We're best friends. And then Channing was at her London gig.
Yeah.
And he posted loads of stuff up in his stories being like, this woman is incredible. Like, if you're Channing Tatum, right? One of the biggest rides in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Girls have been after you for years. Do you really go straight into another serious relationship?
It's very weird.
Like, that's so strange, isn't it?
And like, I'd say, I know that Jenna responded to Jessie's statement. Even their names are so similar. Jenna, Jessie. She responded to Jessie's big statement thing. But I'd say in reality, she was probably like, here.
For God's sake. Like,
she's only around like 2 minutes and she's making statements about like them looking the same and her relationship.
It didn't need to be responded
to. Yeah, yeah.
Also, Jessie J, I wonder, does the J stand for Jenna?
If anyone was to say something, it should have really been Jenna. She's like
the one that was married to him.
Yeah.
They have two kids together.
They have one.
One child.
Yeah.
And what it actually still makes me so sad.
I know.
But I do find it so weird when huge celebrities break up and they go straight into another relationship. Like, Channing could have like played the field for a year, you know? Had a bit of fun, just like had the crack. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the amount. Now, maybe he did for like a week. With Jessie very quickly. And then obviously Jenna is dating herself. So who's she dating?
She's dating, what's his
name? A guy. Is it Steve something?
Steve Kazi?
Yeah, Steve Kazi. Who,
He's an actor.
Yeah, I don't, Tony Award winning, so he's a singer as well. I didn't know much about him, but I saw this week he was at Love Actually Live. So he's in that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would love to see. Oh my God, sounds amazing. So she's moved on as well. So I feel like in the space, this conversation where people have started dating than I have in the last 6 years.
Fab.
Which is crazy. Before we wrap it up, because we're just coming to the end now. Hookups and breakups for this year. I think another really big one is Justin Theroux and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, so sad.
Like, I feel so sorry for her. Yeah, like I just, and she keeps doing interviews basically being like, stop feeling sorry for me. Like, I'm perfectly happy. Like, I don't know if she really is. And then, like, there had always been loads of rumors at the time when her and Brad broke up that the reason they broke up was because Brad wanted kids and Jen didn't. And Jen was really career focused. And a lot of people made her out to be this bitch, you know, and this like career driven, blah, blah, blah. But then for the first time kind of ever, she like talked about an interview this year where she was like, you know, no one knows what's going on and what's going on medically. And it was a bit like, oh, like, can she not have kids? It was a bit of like a hint to like maybe she can't. And like, I do feel sorry for her. Like every front page is like, Jen's baby secret with Brad. Yeah. And it's like, they're not back together and Jen is not pregnant.
I think
pregnant.
Out of all the celebrities in the past, I think two decades, I'd say, Jen has been written about the most in regards to, like, is she pregnant? Yeah. She's apparently been pregnant like 20 times.
Yeah.
Like, poor thing.
But I really felt with, because obviously when Angelina Jolie and Brad were getting really big, like they were everywhere, they were like having more kids, all
they
that
had
kind of
like
stuff.
12 children,
literally so many kids shoving in everyone's face. When Jennifer and Justin got together, I remember being like, is good for her, because she'd been with John Mayer and she brought him to like the Oscars one year, I remember Angelina was on stage and Angelina and Brad were sat in like the front row of the Oscars and Jennifer and John were like 20 rows back. I'll never forget that year. It was like the first time they were all in the same room since they split up. But when she met Justin, like, he seemed really nice. Now, there was obviously dodgy rumors at the time. I remember his ex-girlfriend had like basically accused him of cheating on her with Jen and everything, and there was all this kind of weird stuff going around at the time. I mean, they got together, they seemed to be just like best mates. He's really cool and artistic in his leather jackets, like they seemed really similar. He was very much based in New York though, and she was based in LA, but she fell in love. They were traveling all the time, and then there was a lot of rumors though that they had really fiery fights all the time, that they were constantly arguing.
Yeah,
that had come out a good bit, and apparently the main argument was that he wanted to stay in New York and she wanted to stay in LA. The paparazzi are much worse in New York. They're like on the street all the time and they knew where he lived and they kept sitting out there, and she literally was like, I cannot cope with this, like I want to be in LA. Then they went on like a make or break trip to Mexico, which is what it looked like, and that's what all the reports said. But then when they came out and confirmed they'd actually broken up, they said they'd been broken up for months.
Yeah.
So they, I think it was so like sad. Her, Justin, Tobey Maguire, all these random people on holiday, Jason Bateman and his wife. And then they broke up. And I just feel like, why can't it work with her? You know, like what's happening? Because the group of friends she's in, they're all still married. You know, I don't know, maybe when you've been divorced once, like with Brad, does it make you like not accept certain behaviors? Maybe because you know you could just get divorced and you can live, you're fine. Maybe it makes you more strong and able to walk away from situations. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I found that really sad.
I just want her to find her happy ending.
So do I. I'd love to see her with like Jake Gyllenhaal, because I'm obsessed with him.
Oh my God, he would totally fuck her around though.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh no.
100%.
So who could be the perfect man for Jen then? Maybe like an accountant.
Yeah.
Based in LA. And he...
No sports stars.
Right now, no sports stars. And then recently Justin Theroux has been linked to Emma Stone.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen that Netflix show they're in together?
No, I haven't actually.
With Jonah Hill.
Yeah, no. I watched the first episode, but
can't
I need to watch the rest of it. It's called Maniac.
Maniac. Yeah. It's very good. But there was loads of rumors at the time that they had basically gotten very close. There was photos of them. I think was it the Met Gala or one of the awards shows basically. There was pictures of them hanging out. And there was pictures of them hanging out in Paris or something. There was something really random anyway. And then for all the red carpets for Maniac, they didn't stand together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you really want to be the girl who dates Jen's ex? You're going to be like, it's not good. And then, sorry, Andrew Garfield, we're just going to end now. But
he was linked to Rita Ora.
Rita Ora? Yeah, what?
So random.
I am sick to death of Rita Ora being linked to people. Like, I'm sorry. She's just so annoying to me. He was like, I've heard bad things about Andrew, that he's a bad boy.
Him and Emma were together for a long time though.
On and off. So yeah, God, look, we're just at the end of the podcast now, so we have to go. But predictions for 2019, any marriages, any new hookups, any breakups?
Well, only recently there was whispers about Kourtney Kardashian and John Mayer.
Oh my God. I mean, please. If she's going to do that now, I don't want to hear about it. He's probably trying to get on Keeping with the Kardashians.
Probably.
He'll be in the background one episode and just like playing the guitar.
Play
like,
the guitar.
Kourtney, baby. And then he like release the song and it'll be number one. And then she'll be like, I can't believe he like fucked me over.
I'm really interested to see who Ariana Grande ends up with.
Yes.
2019.
Yeah.
Who else?
I think we could see an engagement for Dakota and Chris Martin.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that. I'd love to see Selena get with someone. I'd love Jennifer to get with someone. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Or be independent women. Live your life.
Doesn't matter.
You don't have to be with a guy, you know? Maybe you can be with a girl. Maybe be with no one. Maybe be with yourself. Be with your own mind and be happy. That's the message. That is the message for 2019. Okay, guys, so that's it for this week's episode. Can't believe it's episode 7. We are flying through all of this. It was so good to chat about kind of all the big breakups and hookups of the year. It's mad looking back, and I can't believe we are at the end of 2018 now. Be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of months. So we're back next week with a guest again before Christmas, which is so mad. We're going to try and record 2 episodes next week, so we have a special episode for you over the Christmas break. As always, the Gosscast is sponsored by dresses.ie, so when you listen to us, do give them a little click on, follow them on Instagram, see what they're posting and what stuff they have. There's such good value, genuinely, so make sure to check them out. And if you are a fan of the podcast, do follow us on Spotify and iTunes and give us a rating. Give us a 5-star rating. Don't give us a 1-star rating. Give us a rating, give us an all comment, let us know that you're enjoying it, and we will talk to you next week.